Today is Tuesday, August 30th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. Oh, you know, I got a compliment today. Mark was making fun of me because... So I'll give the backstory. So I had to... I know, I'm always complaining about my job. And a couple of weeks ago, you know, the catalyst for me saying, oh, I'm going to get a career coach and I'm going to look for something else to do. The catalyst was some negative feedback that I got, but it was... I had worked really hard on this presentation. And then it seems like everybody under the sun at my company, at the Spit Valve Factory, needs to review these things before they get presented. And so you spend all this time on it. And then five different people need to review it. And then they all give their comments. And I was like, I don't want to be micromanaged. So... it wasn't even negative necessarily. It was just more like, oh, you know, they wanted something done differently. So, and when I give presentations, I mean, I'm a podcaster, so I know how to communicate. But also when I give presentations, I always get compliments on them. And so I don't feel like five different managers need to review my presentations. Anyway, that being said, so Mark says I live for the applause. He says I can't take negative feedback. But I love positive feedback. So it is what it is. So anyway, I gave this presentation today. It was a short, like 15-minute, you know, presentation. But our executive vice president is in this meeting. There's about 300 people on this call. And most of it is director and above. And there's the executive vice president, the vice president, probably several vice presidents. Of all the various areas of the Spit Valve Factory, there's management and VPs and stuff within my area, which is the platform team. But anyway, so I give my presentation and it, you know, it went fine. I was nervous, but I get a little bit nervous when there's like EVP, like executive vice president. That's a little bit nerve wracking. If it's up to the director, senior director, I'm usually pretty good. But once it gets above that, I'm like, whoo. Everybody at the company's on this thing. And so I got some feedback. So I finished my presentation and immediately when I finished, I kept getting these messages in Slack from all of these folks saying I did a good job. And not just people on my team, but just random, you know, random people and high level people. And so I got one from my executive vice president saying it was a great presentation, yada, yada, yada. And I thanked him and he said, I don't have it in front of me, but he basically said, you know, I'm what a product manager should be. I'm, you know, presenting with knowledge, great knowledge and confidence. So I screenshotted that, sent it to my manager and she's like, anyway, so I'm doing good today because I got some positive feedback. But Mark said, oh, now that you got a positive feedback, are you want to stay in that job now? Anyway, so I'm like, no, it doesn't mean that I love doing it, but I like to get positive feedback. Hello. I clipped it out from my, I'm just like, just for my future evals manager, you know, here's something from the EVP complimenting me. But anyway, so we were talking about Sunday. First of all, well, no, I can't. I'm not talking about that on Mix Minus. Sorry, there's a secret that I'm not talking about on Mix Minus, which you guys wouldn't have even known there was a secret, except I just almost said it. Sorry. So let me go back. So Sunday, we watched a lot of Breaking Bad. We did not go to the grocery store. I did mow. I waited until late, like 7 p.m., 6:45, the coolest part of the day. Cause I always get nauseated when I mow. Like I get an upset stomach. I'm not hungry. you know, whatever. And I think, well, maybe it's dehydration, but I take water and Diet Mountain Dew and whatever else out with me so that I can drink while I'm mowing. And, but Mark says I always pick the hottest part of the day. And so I, you know, I went out as late as possible, you know, sundown. It takes at least 2 hours to mow our lawn and do the edging and the weed eating and, like, you know, the blowing. And so, man, I was at 6:45. Sundown was supposed to be at 7:55 or something. So I didn't even have a full 2 hours, you know, before it was going to be pitch black dark. I did it. So I was like running around trying to get everything done. I did not weed eat the backyard because no one sees that and I didn't have any time. But I did get the edging, the weed eating, the blowing, the mowing, like all in the front yard and then just the mowing in the back. And I was nauseated again, even though it was the coolest part of the day. It was only in the low 70s. And someone asked me the other day if I did Christmas lights. It was like on a mix minus, I think, last Friday. And the company that does our Christmas lights sent us a letter with an offer, like, for, you know, renewing this year. And I'm going to renew it. And I'm just trying to decide, like, if I'm going to have them do the same thing that they did or add on some other stuff. So we just got McDonald's because I was nauseated. And the burgers at McDonald's, I just got one tiny little cheeseburger and a small fry. That's it. Because I find the burgers at McDonald's to be bland. So if you want a burger but you have an upset stomach, it's better to get like a McDonald's burger because that's not going to upset your stomach further. So also McDonald's is the closest to us of anything else. And I was not in the mood to drive anywhere. So again, the week has just been kind of a week. We did our grocery shopping last night. I had a dish that I was cooking for throwing down and I had waited until the last minute. And so we went to the grocery store, and because we're trying different days of the week, like normally we would go on a Sunday, but the grocery store is always super busy on Sundays. It doesn't matter what time of the day you go. If you go at like 1 p.m, that's the busiest because everybody here in Arkansas, you go to church, you go to like Cracker Barrel or Golden Corral or something like that. You have a buffet or some kind of country lunch with all your fellow churchgoers. And then you do your grocery shopping for the week. You know, it's just a thing that people do. And so it's really busy. And we always go on Sundays because, again, you know, that's just ingrained in your brain that you go do the grocery shopping on Sundays. And because that feels like the beginning of the week, like your Monday is the beginning of the week and you want to have your groceries, you know, set so that you don't have to worry about that during the week. And so we're trying Mondays. You know, it wasn't that much less busy. I want to go and then just open up the store, especially for us, and say, okay, no other customers are here. Go in. We have a fully stocked set of shelves. Everything that you could possibly want. No other customers to annoy you. It doesn't happen. So then we came back. I cooked the dish for throwing down. We ate. And we watched some more Breaking Bad. We watched Big Brother. I don't know. For whatever reason, the cutest guy that's left in there, I'm so annoyed with him because of this showmance. I know I've already talked about it, but I mean, come on. He's going to do everything he can to pull this showmance person along with him. And I feel like that is not a good game move. And also, it's stupid that these other folks have not split those two up, have not voted one of them out or evicted one of them. Nobody lets showmances get to the end because they'll carry. I don't like it's driving me crazy. It is driving me absolutely bonkers. But it is what it is. It's Kyle and Alyssa, by the way. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.